Aloha from Lake Superior. The problem is Gitche Gumee isn't banging enough. That's surfer talk for too cold. Even so, National Weather Service marine meteorologist Dean Packingham says this great lake can be the dope, dude.
Well, actually, we get calls from surfers, especially in the fall into the early part of winter. We get them calling from across the country asking about what the conditions are.
But this new beach forecast isn't to stoke the surfers and surfettes. Packingham says it's serious stuff. It's about rip currents, which happen when a stiff wind is blowing toward shore.
You get a piling up of water at the shoreline, which has to find some way out, and it just kind of finds the path of least resistance and tries to do that by creating a break in the sandbar structure.
And that can prove fatal sometimes.
Exactly.
So the National Weather Service will begin daily surf forecasts so swimmers know when to play in the water or stick to the beach. Packingham says rip currents used to be called an undertow.
But it's actually a rip current. It doesn't pull you down, it pulls you out, and much faster than even an Olympic swimmer could swim against.
The surf forecasts will be issued by the National Weather Service offices across the Great Lakes beginning next June 15th. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.